Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How's Bill O'Brien yesterday?
Yeah, get a little hot.
The losing is not getting him down.
I'm afraid you get a stormy cloud.
He is getting the teapot was bubbling over yesterday.
The teapot was. The team is off to a bad start and middle. And soon to be finished,
yeah,
mercifully finished. They're 1-8. They beat a non-1A school week one.
Yep.
And then they've lost 8 consecutive games. Now, they've mixed in a couple of covers.
They covered against Notre Dame.
Against Notre Dame.
I couldn't plunk down. You can't do that in this state. Maybe Sportsbook Rhode Island.
Absolutely, they'll take your money.
I could not plunk down on that game. But okay. He's a little hot under the collar.
What's up, Trevor?
I do like that.
That makes it. To me, that makes it. It's like a solid rant. Like, he's hot about it. I also find it comical because, like, the question and the answer are about BC fans.
Yeah.
Like, who's a BC fan?
Right. Good. Well, there's two of them on the morning show.
They went there.
But short of that.
Did anybody that didn't go to BC like BC?
Oh.
Not only is the answer no, those people also hate BC. So most people listening hate BC.
That's a good point. Are there any BC fans that didn't attend BC? Yeah, probably not.
No. They all went to BC, which I understand there are people that went to BC.
Yeah.
But, like, UMass is different. Like, when UMass basketball was good, like, everybody liked UMass basketball. Now, that was a long time ago. That was Marcus Camby. But, like, you didn't have to go to UMass to like UMass basketball.
Mm.
Like, you literally have to go to BC to like BC. I've never met a single person that's like, go Eagles. You're like, oh,
right.
What year did you graduate?
Yeah. What, were you Baldwin when you were there? Yeah.
O'Brien even said that to the guys. Yeah. I don't know what year you graduated. Guy, obviously, if you have interest in this, you must have graduated from here.
I think his name is Mike Galtieri.
Yeah.
Who
went
to BC and does some play-by-play, and he's like, you only show up here like once a month and you rip us and blah, blah, blah.
We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting.
What's up, Trevor? So that was the next question, but that was how he went to the next question.
Who's the quarterback this week?
What's up, Trevor?
Yeah, how you feeling, coach? Yeah, it's gone poorly there. They're not doing very well. But he had some interesting quotes the previous weeks that we sort of highlighted in, like, grab bag.
On Greg's show.
No, he doesn't do Greg Show anymore.
Oh,
no,
got it.
No.
Yeah, that was going to help them win, I thought.
He used to be on Greg Show.
Yeah.
He's not, and I don't believe it was his decision. Doesn't sound like it was his decision. Because, like, why not hop on there, do the show? But anyway, he has been on. It has not turned them around necessarily.
Nope.
But he had one line about, you know, if I knew how to fix it, like, I would kind of thing. Like, I don't really know how to fix this. And you're like, okay. And then it was also, I think after they lost to Louisville, it's like, hey, if this is the worst thing that ever happens to these guys, like, they're doing all right.
Yeah.
Like, if this is the worst thing in the world, then, like, you're going to be okay. It's like, yeah, you
if
just
you're, if you're already going to that, grasping at straws is the exact right way to put it.
Yeah.
So where, Keith, does that fit in on an all-time coaching rant? Does it belong on the all-time coaching rant? Like, what would even be on there?
All-time coaching rants would be Jim Calhoun. Ripping everybody about Ryan Gomes.
Great one.
We talked to our buddy Tim Welsh about that because he was the coach in that game and found out about it later on.
I'm a man, I'm 40. Mike Gundy.
I'm a man, I'm 40. Denny Green let him off the hook.
Great one.
Herm Edwards played to win the game.
Patino,
not walking through that door. Jim Mora, playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Those are all really, really good. There's probably some more college basketball ones. I feel like those guys can usually get a little hot.
Don't shake your head. If you ask a question, I'm telling you how I feel about it. I took a Mecca Okafor and Caron Butler. They're not bad.
Lon Chaney, it's not really a rant as much as he threatened to kill John Calipari and like went out or tried to choke him.
Who did you say?
No, not Don Chaney. Lon Chaney, the actor?
Lon Chaney.
I think he was the Phantom of the Opera, I believe. Don Chaney, rest in peace.
Don Chaney.
Yeah, Don Chaney. Dude, Lon Chaney famous. Lon Chaney Jr. famous.
Lon Chaney?
Lon.
That's a person?
A person? He's a legendary actor.
Sounds like a piercing I don't want.
Well, like the late 1800s. He was a really good actor.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. I can see how you would confuse him with Don Chaney.
If you're not a cultured person, that's fine.
I mean,
you don't know who these people are.
Died almost 100 years ago, but.
Yeah, but how good was he then?
But like, just acting as
a ass
off
of the
sky.
Phantom of the Opera, or the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Oh, that's him. Costello.
Yeah.
Well, that's him.
And then his son, Lon Chaney Jr., also was an excellent actor.
What was he in?
Sound and stage. He was in Wolfman.
Not just the ultimate jock.
No. Heavens no, he's in Son of Dracula, he's in The Ghost of Frankenstein, a lot of Universal horror films.
Okay, so does
he's long since dead as well.
Is that recency bias that I want to put it in the all-time coaching rants?
I think it's
overreacting?
I think you are overreacting. I think it's very good. I think it's a good local one for the first time in a while. And then the What's Up Trevor kind of makes it for me. Like that part
is going to
be what's up
Trevor.
Trevor's like,
go already,
what's up, Trevor.
Yeah, like, dude, I got nothing. Wait, why are they so bad though this year? I don't really follow BC football all that closely.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's try Danny up in Salem, New Hampshire. Maybe Danny has an answer. Hello, Danny.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
I'll start right up front. I did graduate from BC in '82.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
But what kind of aggravated is your comment about if the only ones that care about BC are people that went to BC?
Right.
So obviously, on the Flutie era, the whole Northeast was huge BC fans. Now, the guy who answered my call...
Were they BC fans, or were they were they just liking
the
Flutie
story? Flutie fans.
If they were BC fans,
they'd still...
Fans.
Okay, but they'd still be BC fans if they were BC fans. That would have
begat
a bunch of fans.
I'm sorry? I'm not following.
Well, you just called in to say that it's more than just BC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
BC alums that like BC, but you yourself are, in fact, a BC alum.
Yeah.
We're going to
need more proof of concept. No.
All right. I knew this would be a waste of time, but anyway.
No, I appreciate it. People like Flutie. Okay. They like Flutie. But did they continue to root for the team after Flutie?
No.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Matt Ryan, you had a. Matt Ryan.
No one paid attention.
People love Matt Ryan.
No, they didn't. No.
I don't think so,
Danny.
I'm sure you and your BC friends did. That's fine.
That Matt Ryan team was famous for how little it was discussed here in the city of Boston while they were number 2 in the country.
Yeah, they beat Florida State, was it? And they were like, they shot up the standings.
Yeah, or Virginia Tech or something like that.
Yeah,
and so that team is famously referenced as why college sports don't matter in this city.
Right.
They were number 2 in the country. BC basketball was like number 2 or 3 shortly thereafter.
No, Flutie was obviously a sensation and won the Heisman, but he was also a Natick kid.
People were not BC fans. They were Flutie fans.
All right, I knew this would be a waste of time.
That's, no. It was.
I mean, I thanks for at least admitting that you were a BC.
I was
going
to say,
if you wanted to get us,
yeah. if you wanted your gotcha moment there, you would not
Ooh,
say you
roasted.
Were from BC, or yeah. perhaps you would say you actually went somewhere else, or yeah, the saying that I went to BC and I am a BC fan doesn't really make your argument.
I'm telling you,
this really made Keith's argument.
I haven't met one yet, and that's also an example of not meeting one.
And again, Flutie. If they were actual BC fans, the fans would have stayed. When Flutie left, they all left.
They left.
And apparently, they came back for Matt Ryan, which I know they. I lived through that.
No,
one.
No, that I
know
remember.
I know they did.
No. Okay. By the way, Bill O'Brien was at BC last year, and they went 7-6. Mm-hmm. And this year, they're 1-8. So, like, how are they so much worse this year?
Well, good question.
I heard they got a good recruiting class coming in. But
the man probably can't recruit, which is at least he was smart enough not to run off all his players from the year before like Bill did.
Although he
was smart enough to keep him around for 1 year there at BC.
But he ran off Tommy Touchdowns.
He did run off Tommy Touchdowns.
Yeah, but he's been done nothing outside of the first 3 weeks of this year.
No, it wasn't a bad call by him.
No, Tommy Touchdowns.
Plus, he just quit in the middle of the season.
The next team for Tommy Touchdowns, because he's probably got another year of eligibility the way it works in college now.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be like that DJ Ogulele guy everybody?
Start him for 1 month. Yeah, he's good good in September. Then get him the hell out of there.
Real nice.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you the grab bag and clip du jour. And on the way next, every Wednesday, you hear from Mike Vrabel. You'll hear from him live in Foxborough next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.